In the morning. They stood in the road, and he and the boy argued about what to give the old man. In the end, he didn't get much, some cans of vegetables and a fruit. Finally, the boy just went over to the edge of the road and sat in the ashes. The old man fitted the tins into his knapsack and fastened the straps. "You should thank him, you know," the man said. "I wouldn't have given you anything."
"Maybe I should, and maybe I shouldn't."
"Why wouldn't you?"
"I wouldn't have given him mine."
"You don't care if it hurts his feelings?"
"Will it hurt his feelings?"
"No. That's not why he did it."
"Why did he do it?"
He looked over at the boy, and he looked at the old man. "You wouldn't understand," he said. "I'm not sure I do."
"Maybe he believes in God."
"I don't know what he believes in."
"He'll get over it."
"No, he won't." The old man didn't answer. He looked around at the day. "You won't wish us luck either, will you?" the man said.
"I don't know what that would mean, what luck looks like. Who would know such a thing?"
Then all went on. When he looked back, the old man had set out with his cane, tapping his way, dwindling slowly on the road behind them like some storybook peddler from an antique time, dark and bent and spider-thin, and soon to vanish forever. The boy never looked back at all. In the early afternoon, they spread their tarp on the road and sat and ate a cold lunch. The man watched them. "Are you talking?" he said.
"Yes."
"But you're not happy."
"I'm okay."
"When we're out of food, you'll have more time to think about it." The boy didn't answer. They ate. He looked back up the road. After a while, he said,
"I know, but I won't remember it the way you do."
"Probably not."
"I didn't say you were wrong."
"Even if you thought it."
"It's okay."
"Yeah," the man said. "Well, there's not a lot of good news on the road in times like these."
"You shouldn't make fun of him."
"Okay."
"He's going to die."
"I know."
"Can we go now?"
"Yeah," the man said. "We can go." In the night, he woke in the cold dark, coughing, and he coughed till his chest was raw. He leaned to the fire and blew on the coals, and he put on more wood and rose and walked away from the camp as far as the light would carry him. He knelt in the dry leaves and ash with the blanket wrapped about his shoulders, and after a while, the coughing began to subside. He thought about the old man out there somewhere. He looked back at the camp through the black palings of the trees. He hoped the boy had gone back to sleep. He knelt there, wheezing softly, his hands on his knees. "I am going to die," he said. "Tell me how I'm to do that."